Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on today's show, it's live from Orlando with Pat Godwin, Al Jackson, and love expert Allie Breen. Right after this song from Donnie Baker and the Pork Pistols.
Late night party at the pizza barn. Had no idea it could get this hard. $80 tab, tried to split it four ways, but that don't work when the drummer never pays. Scotty got the pizza, Boner bought the beer, then the waitress says, "Are we finished here? Let me put the tip in, cause you're so hot. Let me put the tip in, I swear to God. Let me put the tip in, it's only fair. Let me put the tip in, I love your hair. Even smells like white rain on a box perm. Makes me hard. Long dark hair running down her back. Ass for days causing a pork attack. So fire ass hot she could be on stage. A meat lover's dream making minimum wage. Let me put the tip in. I swear to God. Let me put the tip in. Cause you're so hot. Let me put the tip in. Here, let me put the tip in. I'll buy you a beer. Here's 10%, Christy. You want to see a little more? There's 20% right in your face. And you have to accept my tip. It's state law. I know what else you like. You love guitar solos.
Yes.
All hot chicks do. Well, here it comes. But not the whole thing. Just a tip. Scotty! Let me put the tip in, I swear to God. Let me put the tip in, check out this wad. Let me put the tip in, let's hit the car. Let me put the tip in, or the salad bar. Let me put the tip in, baby. You'll always come out ahead. I swear to God you will.
The Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
We are at the National Association of Broadcasters Convention.
I don't know why we're here, but we are.
But every
I don't either. Do you ever feel out of place?
You can always tell the Bob and Tom people because we're the only ones, except these very handsome gents over here, not wearing suits. I don't know what's going on here.
There are suits and ties today. There were a lot of sport coats yesterday, but not a lot of ties, man.
Yeah, because nothing like being in Orlando when it's 90 degrees and really humid than having a nice black suit on.
Yeah.
There's my tie.
Nothing shouts, I'm very important with a rather small penis.
Oh, my God.
We have...
why we're here, right?
Hang on. Everybody get that?
Whoa!
Making friends everywhere we go.
Whoa.
No. Some of the guys are hanging left.
You sound like Donnie's uncle. You're not invited.
We are in the Mobile Napa Auto Parts Studios here at... What's the name of the hotel?
The Bonnet Creek Resort.
Someone should write that down. The Bonnet Creek Resort.
I can write it down for you.
Happy to be here.
We all have it memorized.
Yeah.
Okay. I have no idea.
The Hilton Bonnet Creek.
Okay.
Liam Neeson.
Okay. We have Chick McGee, as you can hear.
Hello, friends.
Josh Arnold's over there.
Hi.
This is Christy Lee. My name is Tom. And we have a special intro for one of our guests. First, the beautiful Allie Breen is here with us. She's our love expert. We're going to get to this letter in just a second, Allie. And... can we get the guitar up here? I want a little special intro for our brand new guest here.
He's better than Johnny Fever, hipper than a Brussels sprout.
Oh, yeah.
We've been talking about Al Jackson. Let's bring that cool cat out. I'm talking Al Jackson.
Yeah.
Al Jackson's back in town.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Woo!
Thank you, Pat. I don't know if I can live up to that intro.
You
can.
All I got is a what's up, guys?
Sweet face.
What's up,
now,
Allie?
Al, this is throwing me because you've got the paisley Hawaiian, whatever shirt is.
Josh has this nailed. Go ahead, Josh.
Like we had to balance out.
I said it looks like the latest from the Jaleel White collection.
Did I do that?
I'm a fan of Jaleel.
Oh, he's a fine actor. Yeah,
sure.
He's great in Big Fat Liar.
Man.
Yeah, very successful.
Yeah. I'm not following his career, but I'm sure. Whatever you say, Josh.
Is he Urkel?
Yeah.
Urkel. Okay. And Al, the glasses, kind of a tortoise shell.
Very studious.
Very, very early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Very like.
You look good, man.
Thank you.
Do those, are they functional or is that a vanity thing?
I got the LASIK like 15 years ago and it's wearing off. A little bit.
I didn't know that happened.
Yeah, it wears off like everything else in life. So
got to get it tweaked?
I got to get it tweaked. I don't know if I'm doing it. Would you do it?
I got a guy. I got a tweak guy.
We have a guy.
Right. Wait a minute. I'll do it for you. I can do it.
All right, chicky. Come meet me in my room.
Needle note.
5'11".
All right, sir.
It's a ruby chromium blazer, Mr. Right. Bond.
Stop blinking.
Al is a featured performer on a daily basis. Do you want to tell everybody what you do?
Yes, I'm a talk
He's
show
on General
host.
Hospital.
I play Dr. Jackson. I'm sassy but understanding.
Yes, and I'm a hipster doctor. I host a talk show called Daily Blast Live. And we're on Monday through Friday, and you can catch us on most NBC affiliates. So that's
you're
what
not
I've been doing.
There today.
So you're not here? You weren't on
I'm
today?
I'm cheating on them with you guys.
Ah, right. We like that.
So
yeah.
we are at a hotel.
And we are, so technically, we're
too
your
nice of one, though.
We're your side piece.
Yes.
Yeah, well, you guys are like my girlfriend that my wife understands about.
Oh, all right.
No. And did you notice, though? There's nobody smoother than Al. I've seen this. He's already got the room number out there. Did you see that?
Yeah, already threw it out there.
But it was for you guys.
Mm.
All right.
Sure.
Uh-huh. I'll pretend like I'm asleep. Okay.
Well, and the lovely Allie Breen is here with us. Right. And the very handsome Pat Godwin.
Hey,
and Pat again, today's hair color is...
just the brown 6A.
Now, does that wear out? How does that work? When you wash it,
It turns to the color of eggplant in about a week.
Oh, so on the bathroom tub floor, does it look like that scene from Psycho where the blood starts...
It does, yes. And the towels are ruined. That's why I do it in a hotel.
It's his fall look.
Yeah, it's very nice.
It's a very pumpkin spice latte.
Very handsome.
Yeah, it looks nice.
Now,
Allie. That would be great. Pumpkin spice latte here. That's what you need next.
Yeah.
You'll get like all the housewives. Out. They
like
that.
It needs the scent. It needs to be scented if that's the case.
That hairstyle now with the bizarre colors that's really taken hold.
Yeah.
Starting about 5-6 years ago.
It's weird because you used to get your hair colored to stand out from everybody. But now everybody has blue hair, so you look normal when you just have blonde, or you look out of place when you have just regular blonde hair.
Yeah,
like
weird.
Most of the people on my staff have multiple colored hair. Have you noticed that, Allie, or is that kind of washed out with women?
No, I think it's highlights. People like doing the blue and green highlights. It's
purple's
strange.
Big.
Purple's
and
big.
I
like
think
parents.
It's
not just like a young generation thing. It's a whole
I saw a woman well into her 70s with the weird hair the other day, and I wanted to go, ma'am, it's not Halloween in 1947. Let's grow up. Okay?
It's hair of color, Al. It's not
colored by the way,
hair.
Yeah.
The thing you want to do with women is talk to them about their age, Tom.
Right.
They love that.
And their weird hair color.
And their style.
Yes.
Now, Al's a ladies man. Currently single, by the way. Al Jackson, the single Al Jackson.
Room 511.
I'll be in the lobby.
That's not a joke. The door will be ajar.
Damn.
And now, I want to get to our love segment because we do have a... We have three single people up here. Pat Godwin has technically been in a kind of a dry spell. In fact, when the Browns won,
not according to his lotion.
I mean like a dry with another person
we have
involved.
Five single people up here.
Where?
Josh, Al, Pat, Allie, and myself.
Oh, that's
right.
Yeah.
Like
wow, this is amazing. Well, this is why these letters are so helpful.
We should swing tonight.
Well,
just tonight.
Yeah, we could kill five birds with one.
Just get it over with.
Allie and Christy are going to get awful tired. Or maybe not. I don't know.
Wow. In any event, now, Allie, why don't you give us one of these letters and we'll see if we can help someone with their love trouble.
Sure. Dear Allie, I need advice about my relationship. In recent years, I've become fascinated by Bigfoot.
Really?
Been on a couple hunts, visited some towns he's been spotted in as well. Some of these trips have not been cheap. About a year and a half ago, I got married and my wife knew full well about this part of my life. Suddenly, she has an issue with it and is putting her foot down.
Oh, her big foot down.
About me going on another hunt for him this November. Should I give up something I love should I give up something I love doing for someone I love?
No.
And by Bigfoot hunt, he means seeing other women.
Well, so I would give the logical answer, which is there is no Bigfoot. You're wasting your time. Spend some more time with your girls.
Yes, but I would give the more realistic answer, which is anything can happen. If you discover Bigfoot, That is worth much more than any love out there.
Really?
Oh, sure.
That's quite the blood. What if, you mean actually monetarily or philosophically?
All of it. Everything. Emotionally.
What if we replace Bigfoot trip with my hobby or something? I mean,
well, that's the thing.
That's the real answer.
Yeah. But then you wouldn't title the letter "Dear Nutso."
See, I agree with Chick. I think it's a real problem when somebody starts telling you what to do with your time, because that's a slippery slope. Once you give in once, that's how the mafia. That's why the mafia has to break your legs the first time, because if you don't pay them back, and you're like, oh, they let it slide, then it's going to be worse and worse. Like, look, if he wants to go see Bigfoot, AKA whatever woman is at the Hampton Inn, then he should do that.
Room 511.
Room 511, the door is ajar.
Tom, this man is doing important work. We can't lose another good person.
Now,
to the
we
hunt.
Could have a twist if this were a movie. It's that he would find Mrs. Bigfoot and then start cheating on his wife with
Mrs.
Bigfoot. And then Bigfoot finds out, and Bigfoot comes to town to attack him.
Ooh, now we have a movie.
There's got to be a Bigfoot community that has women in it. So find a woman that's equally into Bigfoot.
I don't think women are into Bigfoot. But I don't think you can find it.
Well,
woman.
That's not true. There are women, but I think, you know, the thing that really pisses me off is she knew when he started dating her that he was into this, and now all of a sudden it's a bad thing?
Yeah, no. But doesn't every woman kind of think, oh, I can change that aspect of that guy?
Yeah, I can fix this.
Exactly what they think.
I don't think it's fixed. I think break. They want to break
They
want to
break a man?
Yeah, they want to break
like
him
a horse?
Down. Once you take that thing that he loves away, now you can control it.
That's right.
Yeah, it's like Andy Dufresne. Mm-hmm. They couldn't break him. Yeah. It's a little Shawshank reference.
He put up a good fight.
If you're going to do a Shawshank reference, we've got two people in talking to the other. We could both do a hellacious Morgan Freeman.
That's the country right over there.
We'll bring them back a little bit later on. Okay. Now, Allie, let's get to our next one. I think were we helpful there?
Problem solved.
Problem solved. Go
Here's
find Bigfoot,
too,
dude.
Yeah, I guess so. But if the thing that you have as a hobby people think is ridiculous, you don't think it's wise to tell the person?
I think your hobby should be ridiculous.
Okay.
Be into something weird.
Right, and let him do it.
Let him do it.
Yeah, just let him do it. Yeah. If he can afford to do it, let him do it.
Okay. Dear Allie.
Unless it's like
Tom is so pissed.
Unless it's like Brokeback Mountain.
Yeah.
And she puts a note in his backpack for.
Oh, that was heartbreaking.
Never really used the fishing pole.
Yeah.
You remember that?
I didn't see the
movie.
He
didn't see that movie.
Boy, that's a good movie.
Really?
Beautiful.
Thought you might turn gay if you watched Brokeback Mountain. Is that what happened?
No,
I was hoping.
I just spit in my popcorn.
Oh, my.
Replace popcorn with the word hand.
Old Dick Salty.
Ahoy, Captain Dick Salty.
The old salt.
That's an obscure reference.
Could we please
Absolutely. Comedian Allie Breen is here with us with love letters.
Dear Allie, my wife and I are having our first child, and we're super excited. It's a girl, and my wife wants to name her Sunflower or Lilac.
Nope!
Oh, all right.
I want to name her after my mom, Karen. She won't go normal.
I think Karen's worse.
I do, too.
I completely agree.
Oh, man.
What is that from Mean Girls? Karen, you are so stupid.
Sorry.
She won't go normal, and I refuse to go crazy. And she thinks she has a priority because she's the one carrying the child.
Oh.
What should I do?
They need to come up with another name.
What are the options?
Sunflower, Lilac.
Or Karen.
Or Karen.
Would Lilac be the name? Or
yes.
You could go with Lily or Sunny. Or
Lila. Oh, Lila's a beautiful name. A friend
Lila is a beautiful name.
Not Lilac.
But Lila is a great name.
I like Lila.
That's a classic old name
from
the Bible.
Lilac just makes me think that's what you spray in the bathroom after you just lit it up. That is a definite, you know, Lilac. Those are like the, you know.
Let her name
Why
the
don't
kid.
They name her Sunflower Karen?
Because
that could
she's
be
not
the
a hippie
stupidest
stripper.
Thing I've ever heard.
Well, Flower Karen.
Then they have two. They get both the names.
It's like an AOL name from midnight.
Yeah, that sounds like the crazy lady that hangs out at the gas station.
Sunflower Karen.
Yeah. Just bum a cigarette from Sunflower Karen.
She went to Woodstock, you know.
Right, yeah.
She'll tell you.
Exactly.
Sunflower Karen's washing her hair with your urine again.
She means well. She's just a little
sweet old lady.
Her parents named her Sunflower Karen. Yeah,
it started raining and she put the LSD sheet under her shirt. Now she's Sunflower Karen.
Well, LSD talk this morning.
The thing is, as parents, you have to agree on the name at some point, but you got to be careful going too weird on kids. Because you don't want the kid suffers, not you as a parent.
Right.
My niece is named Atlas, and my brother John did not want that name at all, and my sister-in-law really wanted it, and everybody's happy with it. People call her Addie.
I love Atlas. That's a great name.
And I do, too. I call her Atlas because I think it's a cool name.
It's a cool name.
She doesn't care for it. She just shrugs when she hears it. Yeah.
And she loves a good Ayn Rand.
Is it Ayn, Ann, or Ayn?
I might be Ayn.
Ayn. Ayn Rand. Yeah.
I refuse to read it because it was so turgid and boring.
She danced with a fan.
I'm sorry.
Ayn Rand?
Let's get another letter, Allie.
Dear Allie, I just started to meet my boyfriend's friends and family, and I'm finding out that he has hooked up with almost all of his female friends at some point.
And family.
Hey, you know what I say? Whatever the hell, you know, it's fine. If it got a hole in it.
Enough about my stuffed animals.
5'11".
5'11".
Doors ajar.
Doors ajar.
This makes me trust him less and not want him to hang out with them or even make any new friends with women. Am I being crazy or can I bring this up with him?
Oh, boy.
Josh loves these
stories. So wait a minute. So this guy has slept with all of her friends?
No, all of his friends.
Everybody has a past. He likes you now. Don't worry about
but
it.
You're wearing headphones. How can you not hear her? How do you have a question?
Sorry.
He's not paying attention.
I think she might have a point about meeting new female friends. If there's a bunch of female friends that existed in this guy's life, then that's fine. He should, you know, be welcome to have those. But to meet new women when he has a history of hooking up with all of his female friends, she might have a point.
Oh, you mean she's hesitant to meet new friends of his that she hasn't met before?
No.
Or she's hesitant to make
everyone,
new friends?
Everyone she meets, he's banged.
Yes.
Okay.
And so now.
So why not just not meet new female friends?
That's
like, there's my friend Amy. You're like, I'm good.
Yeah, I don't even talk to her.
Yeah.
Well, no, but she doesn't want him hanging out with them or meeting new women.
He's not going
to
stop.
No, and he shouldn't have to. It's over. They're not. He is with her now, and she needs to be confident with that.
But she'd be stupid to be confident with that.
Yeah, she needs to be ever vigilant and constantly suspicious.
Josh?
He's not necessarily going to cheat on her. He's not necessarily going to dump her just because he has...
I mean, he's already banged all those girls. He doesn't really need to anymore.
Well, he will.
Right.
But thank you, Tom. I'm the same Tom.
No, you got to give this guy the benefit of the doubt.
No. Would you do that with a serial killer?
What do you mean?
Life is about patterns. Every woman he meets, he bangs, which is a great tagline underneath your Instagram.
Before this girl, though. Before this girl.
Yeah,
Josh, you are so naive.
Maybe I'm naive.
Some people are special. You don't think anyone's special, Al? You don't think that could be a thing?
You never met a woman and then decided you didn't want to bang anybody else?
No. Absolutely not. Then it just kicked in the foot. I'm like, now you've told me I can't bang other women. Now I have to.
We're in 5'11".
You're my new hero.
No wonder that marriage thing didn't work out for you.
I think we're done with that. Okay.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.